That is new from Alex Toth, who is just going by the name Toth. He is also one half of Rubble Bucket, if that sounds familiar to you. That was Ageless Moon. The new album is And the Voice Said, and that's his new solo project. Before that, we heard from Molly Brandt, One Hell of a Country. That's off her brand new album, Museum of Being. And Molly is actually going to be coming up in our area the Wednesday after, July 8th. She is going to be the Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront on Wednesday, July 8th at 6 o'clock. You're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota, celebrating 50 years. Join us at KAXE.org. There's a chance for some showers and possible thunderstorms this afternoon today. Highs around 67 to 71. Those chances for rain and thunderstorms continue tonight with lows near 50. On Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. And Friday, partly sunny, highs near 75. I know my garden needs some few solid days of some warm sun to really get bursting. How is your garden going? You can always, would love to let you know. We're also looking for our question of the week, which is that we're wondering about small town events or festivals that you think everyone should experience. We're looking for museums, parks, historic sites, annual events, ice cream shops, parades. We've got a lot going on in the next week for the 4th of July. So would love to hear from you about what is going on in your town or your favorite little town. Text us 218-326-1234. It's time now for our pick from 76.
Our next pick of 76 is Rye Cooter's fifth solo album, Chicken Skin Music. Sandwiched between a pair of Lead Belly covers are minstrel tunes done funky, an Appalachian traditional and Hawaiian slack guitar medley, and Norteño and Bolero versions of pop country songs. In particular, the Hawaiian and Tex-Mex influence is strong, with authentic Hawaiian guitar players Gabby Pahanui and Ada Isaacs, plus accordion legend Flaco Jimenez. Cooter's standing as one of the era's most sought-after session players gave him the freedom to pursue his eclectic and uncommon for the time music tastes in his own albums. Chicken Skin Music paved the way for the more eclectic side of roots and Americana, and showed that seemingly far apart genres are always more connected than you think.
Pick me a town in any climb. People like a rock in time. Stay away both day and night, and everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle. Well, let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. Ten suits of clothes I'm dressed to kill. Ten room house and a barbecue. And I hit the chicks not over 22. And I smack dab in the middle. I like to be smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Well, let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. Something sweet. Gallons of coffee to wash it down, and buy carbonated soda by the pound. And I smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Well, let me rock.
rock and roll will satisfy my soul.
I want a big jazz band and 100 ballet girls. Seat that's paid a natural price. Bring me a wagon load of bonds and stocks, and then open up the door to four knocks and roll me.
Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Well, rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Got old. People would tell me
Brand new music from Pokey Lafarge, The Thing. The Marlowe's in there with The Hotel Malibu. It's a new album that's very much a little bit of funky soul. And it's a bilingual album where they sing in the lead singer's native Indonesian language. And it's out on Big Crown Records. Really great release. Ry Cooder started that off with Smack Dab in the Middle from our pick from 76. You can find out more about all of our picks from 76 in our Fresh Picks write-ups at kaxe.org. This is Headwaters, your source for great music. DJ Dang is your host coming up tomorrow. We receive support from the Lake Country Journal, a local lifestyle magazine sharing stories about places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. More at lakecountryjournal.com. And support comes from Ledger and Ladle, a restaurant in downtown Grand Rapids with a rotating menu every few months to explore a new region, technique, or ingredient. Open Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 9, Saturdays 5 to 9, and Sundays 10 to 2. More at ledgerandladle.com. The Beltrami Block Party is coming up this Saturday, presented by KAXE, KBXE, Bridget's Pub, Keg and Cork, and My Bemidji. The event starts at 1 o'clock. It's free, open to the community. There will be live music going on all day long, as well as food and beverages on Beltrami Avenue. We've got a great lineup for you, including our opening acts with Cage, which you can find a conversation Malachi had with him recently at our website. It's right on the homepage of KAXE.org. Sonny Johnson, Tiny Town, David Huckfeldt, Eric Koskinen, and Little Fevers, who made a big splash at Festival Rialto last year. Led by Lucy Michelle, Andrew DeZingle recently had a chance to catch up with Lucy.
Before you got into music, were you interested in any other arts before that?
My mom, she was a teacher for a really long time. And so I've always really been into visual art. And I actually, my other job besides being a musician is I'm an illustrator. So I illustrate for children's books and do lots of other freelance work in that realm too.
So how did you get into music then?
Music was just always a big part of my life growing up. And I was in a lot of school bands, like in junior high and middle school and high school. I played the tenor sax. So I was like in jazz band and all that. And then when I went to college, I was in my dorm room and I got yelled at for practicing my saxophone in my dorm room. Kind of loud. And so I had been listening to a lot of like Cat Power at the time. And I was like, you know, I just really want to learn some songs and sing them and, you know, learn how to play like a quiet instrument. And so my grandfather sent me a ukulele. And I learned a couple Cat Power songs and some Dylan songs. And then I started just writing my own music and putting it up on MySpace, and when MySpace still existed. And then I just kind of met some musicians through there. I had a lot of friends who were musicians, and that's kind of where everything started.
So how did Little Fevers form?
Well, Little Fevers formed because Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels, my previous band, partially disbanded in a way where like two of our musicians moved across the country. And so we were kind of left with myself, Eamon, and Jeff. And we didn't feel like the three of us could continue doing the Velvet Lapels. And so we decided we'd make more of like a rock band type thing. We wanted to kind of change up kind of like the sound, but also I think Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels always felt like me plus the band. And we wanted to have a band that felt like just a band versus like me plus a band. And so that's kind of how Little Fevers formed. And yeah, we've still been playing to this day. So that was like about 10 years ago now. Well, actually no more than that, 12 years ago.
So besides you, who makes up Little Fevers?
So it's me plus Jeff Freeman, who's on the drums, Eamon McLean plays bass, and then now we have Paul Puglio, and he plays guitar.
And so now that it's more of a band type project, how does the songwriting process work? Because there's multiple songwriters in the group, correct?
Well, typically how it works is I will kind of write the skeleton of a song with a few sort of main ideas, and then I'll bring it to the band, and then we all really kind of form the song, kind of the spirit and the feeling of the song together. And sometimes the dudes will add some lyrical parts. And then also Jeff, our drummer, he wrote a song on our previous album. And then Paul, our guitarist, is working on some songs, and Eamon has got some songs. So it's kind of like it's an ever-changing way of writing songs that's kind of exciting because it makes kind of what we do different every time. And so, yeah, we're kind of working on a new album right now, and it's a sort of a mix of everyone working on stuff.
You also have some solo work. So I've always been curious about this for someone who has a solo career and a band career. And how do you determine which songs are going to be for like, okay, this is one for me, or this is one that I should bring to the band? How do you make that call?
Yeah, that's a good question. And you know, what's really funny about that question is that I was at a really intimate Jeff Tweedy show in LA, and I asked him the same question. And his answer was funny because it was like, it just depends on who's there in the moment. And I was like, for me, it's a little different where I think with Little Fevers, I have this idea around my head of what that specific sound is. And it feels more sort of poppy and indie. And then with my solo stuff, it's a little bit more Americana driven, I think, and folky. And so I think when I write a song, I don't normally sit down and think in my mind, like, I'm going to write a solo song. I'm going to write a Little Fever song. It just depends on how it turns out at the end.
For me personally, when I first discovered Little Fevers, it was during the summer, and it felt like such a good summer soundtrack music. So I was just curious, is that something that, does that come across in your mind at all when you're creating music? Like, okay, this is for like an outdoor party music kind of thing.
Not typically. It may just be our sound. I think it's just however it sounds is just formed by the four of us in that way. But I don't think we're very intentional about like if it's going to be like a summery outdoor vibe. I think that's just what comes out.
Well, I'm excited to catch you live out on the summer day for the Beltrami Block Party this Saturday. Is this your first time performing in Bemidji?
I think so. Yeah. We may have performed up there as Velvet Lapels, but it would have been ages ago. And I just have a terrible memory for so many things. But we're looking forward to it regardless. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So I was wondering, as a band, like, how do you approach, because a block party has got like a specific vibe to it. So I'm just curious how the song selection process works for you as a band, as opposed to doing like an indoor venue type show.
I think we try to do a lot more sort of upbeat, fun songs that people can move to. It's kind of our vibe. We don't do a whole lot of like super contemplative, slower stuff, I think, for this, for sort of outdoor events like this. So that's kind of the direction that we go. We may throw a few in there that are a little bit slower. It's not just like a constant power rock the whole time. But yeah, we just try to keep the vibe relatively light.
You mentioned that you're currently working on a new album. Do you have kind of a timeline of potentially when it'll be ready for the listeners to hear?
I think we're hoping by winter, if we can get our act together. If not, you know, this coming winter, early in the year, next year. So it just sort of, when you're an independent artist, it really depends on if you have enough funds to make it happen, because you don't have a record label or anyone else paying for you to record or to make your albums. And so we're kind of in this place now where we have to raise all the funds ourselves and put it out ourselves. And so it just depends on the budget.
Another question I've always wondered about when recording an album, how long do you feel you need to be like working on a song together where you're like, okay, this is ready to be recorded? Is it just kind of like, you know it when you feel it kind of thing?
Yeah, I think for us, it's like we know it when we feel it. And then if we decide we want to work longer on it, the song feels overworked. So I think we have to know when to stop. And it's the same with like visual art too. It's like, you have to know when to stop. Otherwise it won't be good.
Yeah. Cause I host this other program called Area Voices where I talk with artists all the time. And I'm always fascinated by the idea of like, cause there's even art pieces I create that I'll look at and I'm like, oh, I wish I could just change this one little thing about it. But you know what? That's kind of the fun. It's like it's a snapshot of that specific time too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you've sort of captured a moment, you know, which I think is ultimately the coolest thing about recording.
Where can people follow along to keep up to date on the latest releases?
We have an Instagram. We're on Facebook. We have a website. So all of those places you can find us. We're also on all the streaming platforms and everything. So yeah, you can find us all over the internet.
That is Lucy Michelle of the band Little Fevers. They'll be performing this Saturday at the Beltrami Block Party along with David Huckfeldt and Eric Koskinen and more. The event begins at 1 o'clock.
Mind if I steer? I've been staring at the walls, walking up and down the halls. No, I wouldn't go home unless you were with me. No, I wouldn't go home unless you were with me. No, I wouldn't go.
Under my bed, come set your little statue. And on my head, come rest your little hand. If you be my little darling, I will be your loving little. Why don't you go and ask your mama if my bride you can be? If she says no, run back and tell me, and I will wait till you get free. Get free, then we'll get married. Think how happy we could be. We'll go out to California if you say that's where you wanna go. Go down to the Niobrara, settle down and live at home. I wish I had the wings of an angel and over all this trouble I would fly. I'd fly back to the arms of my darling, there with no regrets I would die. But I am no little angel. I have no wings and I can't fly. I go down some lonesome valley, weeping past all my troubles by. under my bed. Come set your little satchel, and on my head, come rest your little hand. If you be my little darling, I will be your loving little man.
little Beltrami Block Party set there. That was, of course, Eric Koskinen with I Got You to Get Me Through. Before that, we heard Little Satchel from David Huckfeldt off his album I Was Born But, and the interview with Lucy Michelle about Little Fevers from Andrew DeZingle. Fun little note that David and Eric are actually going to be sharing a band. So all of Eric's band is going to be playing with David for his set, and he's going to be playing primarily from this new album I Was Born But. So Eric will be playing guitar with David, and they'll have a fiddle player. Apparently this fiddle player is playing with Eric too, I guess, which is fun. I've never seen that happen. So it should be a great day of live music on Beltrami Avenue this Saturday, free, open to the community. We'd love to see you there. There's going to be great food and beverages as well all day long, starting at 1 o'clock. This is Headwaters, your source for great music, weekdays at 9 o'clock here on People-Powered Radio, KAXE. We receive support from the Sanford Bemidji Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Center, specializing in total joint repair. More at sanfordhealth.org. Also want to thank Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji, partnering with local farms for over two decades to provide fresh and local foods, promoting sustainability through local buying. Open daily from 8 to 8, more at harmonyfoods.coop, also on Facebook. The city of Bowabic hosts Music in the Park Thursdays at the Carl Schuster Park now through August at 6:30, held rain or shine. And the Minnesota Board on Aging invites residents ages 60 and older to take a survey to help improve statewide aging services. The survey is open through July 15th. Search for Minnesota Board on Aging online to find your link. Coming up at 11, it's the World Cafe. They are continuing their sense of place in Philadelphia with a spotlight on Boys to Men today. And at 1 o'clock, Gina the Knife is your host for On the River, and DJ the DJ is your host this evening at 7 o'clock. Telehealth is a Seattle post-punk band, and it's led by husband and wife co-vocalists Kendra Cox and Alexander Attitude. We're going to hear Kokomo 2.
Bye. To the floor, thought he was inviting me to love him more. But he broke my heart and said, fruit I couldn't wait to eat, suddenly began to bleed. Then I heard them shouting, he wanted the same. But a life for you is a life in flames. May these matches bring you joy. I really wish we could have worked, but I-
when you told me what you wanted.
Avant-garde musician Serpent with Feet. That was Wrong Tree. And new music from Sarah Cahoon. So excited to hear new music coming out from her. She's out on Sub Pop Records now, which is an interesting pivot, and has a new album called I've Missed You All These Years. We heard Pulling Up Roots. Telehealth started that off with Kokomo 2. This is Headwaters on 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. We are People Powered Radio, celebrating 50 years this year. Join us anytime with your membership at KAXE.org. Another way is donating stocks and mutual funds. It's a great way and easy to support KAXE's future. You can also receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details. 218-326-1234. It's the 77th annual Paul Bunyan Days in Akeley this weekend. Enjoy live music and activities all weekend long with a classic car show Saturday from 10 to 2. Grand Parade at 1 o'clock on Sunday. KAXE film fans Heather Johnson, Andrew DeZingle, and Julie Crabb are reuniting to discuss the films of 1976 as part of our look back for the 50th birthday of KAXE. They discuss films like Rocky, A Star is Born, and more. That is this Saturday at 9 o'clock. And do you love green cheese? We are looking for a design for our next green cheese t-shirt. Like green cheese, your artwork should be fun, family-friendly, and unexpected, and original. No AI, please. The deadline is July 8th. Submit your design at kaxe.org/cheesecontest. All right, coming up for new music, we've got Angelique Kidjo out with an album, Hope, where she does a lot of collaborations with lots of these younger, up-and-coming artists from the dance hall and Afrobeat and hip-hop arena. It's her 18th album. This is I'm on Fire, featuring the Cavemen.
I'm on fire too. I'm on fire too, too, too.
His burdens, a balance on our heads. Political curses want us walking dead. Ah, they can close the curtains, they can stop the dance. I am so on fire, it's alive. I am tired. I am tired. Oh, tell a lie. One more than me now. I am tired. A DJ can't stop playing. Sun can rise and set. People celebrating, go and rest their heads. I am not complacent, I am here to dance. I am so on fire.
You
every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You find your fortunes falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me.
I'm going to the station code. I'm going to the big lake, haul my fishing boat. I fished out this little pond, darling, you can hop right on. I fished out this little pond, darling, you can hop right on.
Big Lake from Bruce Archer off his brand new album, Some Days, Some Folks. Bruce is an area musician who has got some shows coming up on Thursday, July 2nd. He's playing Notch 8 in Brainerd at 5 o'clock. Then on Friday, July 3rd, he's at Rutgers Bay Lake Resort in Deerwood at 6 o'clock. It's local music all the time on KAXE. And he's moving over to Revel Brewing in Park Rapids on Wednesday, July 8th for a 7 o'clock set. Before that, we heard from Anita O'Day with Pennies from Heaven. That song must be trending in some way because my 9-year-old has been requesting listening to that song by Luis Prima over and over. And Angelique Kidjo started that off, I'm on Fire. You've been listening to Headwaters. You can hear it every weekday at 9 o'clock right here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Weather for today will be a chance for some showers and possible thunderstorms moving through the area this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, 67 to about 71 degrees. Does look like we're seeing a few clouds popping up with some systems right now. And those chance for rain and thunderstorms does continue tonight with lows near 50 degrees. Coming up at 1 o'clock, it is Gina the Knife, your host for On the River. And at 7 o'clock tonight, DJ the DJ is bringing you a great mix. Coming up next, we've got the World Cafe from WXPN continuing their Sense of Place series. Thanks for listening.